The Lion did straw in 2024, and the Lion will be live in 2025. I'm talking, of course, about local legend Lady Lion, bringing to the table a unique mix of alt country, rock and blues, blending relatable lyrics with unconventional melodies, the latest of which was an album called Cub. 'Twas a feature album here on 2SER a little while ago, and it's an album that still continues to rock our world. Lady Lion are gearing up to officially launch the album as part of a charm offensive that has worked a treat on us here at 2SER. Ross and Haley, a.k.a. Lady Lion, join us now in the 2SER Breakfast Studios. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
Thank you so much for joining us here. Absolute pleasure to have you here on the program. I hope you were as chuffed as I were when Cub was announced as the feature album here on 2SER.
I had some little tears in my eyes, yeah.
As a real, obviously a labour of love, this one?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Real quick labour of love.
Quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround.
I think we started writing the record in November.
Yeah.
And we put it out in
June.
Yeah.
That might be a thing that works for you.
Yeah.
It's a good record.
Yeah.
I think we did well under pressure in
yes,
the end.
Yeah.
It was a little scary for a second there, but we got it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things, I guess you've sort of got all of your life to write the first music that you write, and then sort of when someone puts the pressure on, who knows how you might respond to that. You've been very, very busy in the meantime playing lots and lots of live shows, but finally getting around to doing the official album launch for this.
That's right, yeah. Next Friday we'll be at the Vanguard.
Mm.
And we're super excited. It's going to be great. Nice hometown show. Probably the last one for the year in Sydney, I think. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you've certainly done your duty to live music fans here in Sydney by all of the shows that you have been playing. Obviously, performing live is a really important part of what you do.
And we're a live band. I would say we're a live band. Yeah.
Absolutely. We had the pleasure of going up the coast 2 weeks ago to the Central Coast, the Maitland and Newcastle and Tamworth. We did Victoria last weekend. I just had the pleasure of playing to some new people. So
and
bring it home.
So when you're making the album, are you trying to capture the live Lady Lion sound there?
Oh, that's a good question. I think for the first EP we did, but for this one, we worked with a legend called Wade Kieran, who is in Polish Club, and he does albums like Dust and things like that.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to go for more of a studio where we were able to put in a lot of different instrumentation, like the violin and cutback and in Like It Is and things like that. So, which we don't necessarily have those live, although we will have some special treats at the album launch. But, yeah, so I think we expanded a lot on our live sound there. So it sounds a bit more studio than...
I think we started tracking live, though, I think, for the beds, just to get Reese's drums down. I think we did them live just to get the vibe. Mm. But then we...
This is all very technical stuff you're talking right now. I'm also going to tell you, we're going to keep the technical talk going. Genre definition descriptions. Is it called country and inner western?
Yeah, let's rip that off. What was that? That was Music and Booze Co., I think.
Country
had that
with
as
a C.
Oh,
country
yeah.
with a C.
So I didn't make that up.
No. Sorry, Jack.
It does sort of seem that the scene here at the moment, with people who obviously have a strong country influence in the music that they're making, is really, really vibrant.
It is, yeah. It has been for the last 10 years or so, though, with like Andy Gollidge and Caitlin Harnett. And,
yeah, it's been there.
And remember the green mohair suits and the Morrisons and things?
Yeah.
Used to be Sunday afternoons at the Union.
Absolutely.
Down in Newtown was the... That was where that scene sort of started to flourish. Corridor, upstairs at Corridor, Little Bastard.
Oh, yeah. I'm still hungover.
Yeah.
From that. I don't know. It's got a real thing happening. Country music is definitely having a real moment right now.
And it does sort of seem like it's a really fun and welcoming scene as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're all pretty nice.
Yeah.
To each other.
Good looking too, might I just say.
Oh, come on.
Incredibly good looking. So when's the album launch again?
So it's Friday the 29th of August, next
Friday. 29th of August. Yep. And what's the date today?
Today is the 20th of August.
20th of August, eh?
So 9 days.
Correct. 20th of August. Happy birthday, Haley, aka Lady Lion.
Thank you. 21 today.
I had a little bird let me know that it was your birthday. What a fantastic time for you to be. You're there in the afterglow of such an awesome record there in Cub, and just on the cusp of doing the official launch for it. What a time.
Yeah, I would say this has been the best year of my life.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I imagine it's only going to get better because I assume that seeing once you put out an album like Cub, once you've sort of through with doing all the album launch stuff, you must sort of be thinking, well, I'm still writing songs, still wanting to keep going. Where to next?
Yeah,
for Lady Lion?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we'd like to do a little summer tour, and then we've got a few festivals that we'll play towards the end of this year and then beginning of next year. And yeah, already thinking about album number two, but I don't want to rush it too much.
No, well, yeah. I mean, you rushed it last time, Randy. You had some pretty good results. Yeah. So maybe you should.
Well, I mean, rush the, you know, the afterglow of Cub, because I feel very proud. It's a beautiful achievement, and I want those songs to have as long lifespan as they can, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Drain it for everything it's
milk
worth.
It.
It's a wonderful band. It's wonderful songs. I've got to tell you, the album cover is very terrifying. If you haven't seen the album cover, it's Hayley with the sharpest teeth. So did you do that the expensive way by actually going to a dentist, getting them to sharpen your teeth, and going back to the dentist and getting to say, restore these back to my normal teeth, or is this some sort
of
trickery?
I have a really good dentist.
No. No,
they're special effects teeth. They're actual teeth from Belgium that I ordered.
Oh, so you can actually...
I got them made, yeah.
And so you can put them in for you doing the live show and stuff
like
that. Except I guess it makes it probably difficult to sing.
Actually...
If you've got a mouth full of fangs.
You can sing with them, but it's not great. But we do have... I did get a second pair. And so if you pre-purchase a ticket to the show, you could win a test pressing of Cub or a pair of the teeth for yourself.
Are you serious?
Fresh teeth, yeah. Yeah,
fresh set of fangs are a new record.
Fresh set of fangs.
And the extra special prize is the ones that Hayley wore.
No, they're mine. But there is another type. I got two different types. But yeah, yes. So you can wear a set of you can win a set of teeth if you pre-purchase your tickets, and we'll draw it on the night.
I didn't know that. That's a very cool promo.
Yeah,
that's Lady Lion for you. They're all happy to share the love, but not so much the dentures.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. The album is just amazing. It's so great to have you in here. Wishing you all the best success, because it's beautiful, beautiful stuff. It couldn't happen to nicer people either. We'll play a cut from Cub now, then. This will be one. And I think another special thing with the gig is you'll be doing the album in full.
Yes. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you said of performing it from go to woe.
Yeah, which we've never done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be like track by track. But we'll be playing the whole thing.
Ross, you just looked a bit surprised. You're like,
oh, I'm just trying to remember if we jammed it like that.
Well, it won't be in order, but it'll be the full album.
It'll be the full album.
Because we've got some special treat musicians coming, so we need to put them in certain spots.
Then that is very, very intriguing. I'll put the details for the show up on the 2SER website. It's going to be at the Vanguard on the evening of Friday, 29th of August. Jay Squires and the Loveliners and August Orzens in support. Tickets are available now. Ross and Hayley, aka Lady Lion, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. From the album Cub, what do we have a listen to?
Like a dog.
Maybe? Like a dog, it is.
It's a tune.
Working like a dog.
Start your day right.
Happy birthday,
Hayley. Thank you. Thanks very much.